And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's so sick and tired of our court situation that she just said, okay, how much does a new court cost? It's the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
I don't think I said it that
way. No, it's about it. I did it anyway. Okay, the music was still running through the whole thing there. I didn't realize. I kept it on, and I've never done that before. So I heard our whole theme song while we were talking.
Okay.
Is that exciting?
Yeah.
You didn't hear it at all because
nope.
I got headphones on, so that's tricky for you.
It's
so we're almost at June. So May, would you call it a success or a failure?
Well, I think a mixed bag. I think we at least did this podcast every week.
We did.
Not always on a Monday.
No.
But compared to Facebook, we've done great.
Yes.
Here's my proposal for June.
Let's hear it.
We keep doing this once a week. We'll aim for Monday,
always
but sometimes
Mondays if possible.
Yeah. But I think instead of Facebook Friday, why don't we just make it a surprise?
When it's Facebook, we'll mention it if it happens and it'll be out there.
Yeah.
We
that's
want
bonus.
To, right.
That'll be a bonus.
And that's
thing.
How it should be. This will be the regular thing.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the exciting, unexpected part.
Right. Like, oh, Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I bet we'll do it more often then because the obligation will be removed.
Right.
And it'll be like, hey, Molly, look, we're just playing catch. Let's Facebook it.
Yeah. And then you can see is my nose is broken by a ball or something like that.
Oh, dear.
I'm just saying it's going to be hard to film and
just
catch
eliminated
at the same
catch
time.
Part from the whole thing, unless you were catching it with your face. So this should be an exciting time in sports. Do you know what's going on right now?
We're waiting for the basketball finals to start.
God, are we waiting? I think it's been like a week.
It feels like the season's over.
It does. It does. Now, this is the series everyone's been waiting for all season, which is kind of ridiculous because they could have just gone to this.
Foregone conclusion.
Foregone conclusion. And not only is it a foregone conclusion, but then they make us wait for this foregone conclusion an extra week.
Are we waiting because the other series finished quickly?
Yes. So they have to budget in the time or the space or whatever it may be.
Venue rental.
Right. Yeah. To assume both venues in use or all the venues in use will go to 7 games.
Right.
So that's their excuse. But these venues are held, so they could just... It doesn't matter if it's Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals or Game 2 of the Finals.
They've got them.
They've got it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this stretches it out. And I actually thought the game was today. It's not even today.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
How do you think that the vandalism on LeBron James's Los Angeles home will affect his... playing.
I don't know that it will affect his playing. But
because it's one of like 12 homes that he has probably.
Yes, and I'm sure it's not the first one that's been vandalized with racist stuff, unfortunately. And I believe probably at this point, it's horrific and horrid, and I'd rather it never happen at all.
Sure.
And I don't think anyone deserves it. At least LeBron is rich.
Yeah.
That doesn't mitigate any of the behavior, but he's got that going for him is what I'm saying. And he can afford to get it cleaned or just get a whole new door.
Or a whole new house. Just scrap that one.
That's what he should do. He should be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'll just buy a new house.
Sell it as is.
Right. Yep. There you go. And I guarantee you the person who wrote that on his house could not afford to buy it.
Oh, no.
It's a guarantee.
No. That's not something that, like, the white neighbors did because they didn't want him in town.
No.
I have to say,
How did it happen? If he has an LA home, I wonder, you know, I don't know where it is or anything. Was it up in the
hills? It's in Brentwood.
Oh.
You know, there's been a lot of celebrity home, but a lot of it's been near us.
Vandalism?
Theft.
Yes.
So I didn't know if it was sort of part of that trend. Or maybe it's just a Golden State fan.
Right. And that's a big thing, you know, with all the social media and everything, I think robbers have taken advantage. And it's like, oh, I'm going to be out at this thing.
Right.
Well, you're not going to be home.
Although you would, I would never assume that a celebrity home would be vacant, right, even if that celebrity wasn't
right
there. Like
right
you assume there's a staff
and
or someone there.
If you're going to run into somebody in a celebrity home, you'd probably rather it be the celebrity than the security guy who's there.
Yeah. Because at least then you have a story.
Right, right.
And I met LeBron James.
And LeBron
oh,
James,
how?
You know,
oh, I was spraying racist graffiti on
right
his house.
And I was going to say, you know, it's not like they're going to do anything to you. But if someone is in your house, you are actually legally, you got all the rights
right
in the world.
It's funny. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, LeBron James has a house here. I guess just everyone has a house in L.A.,
if you have the money to afford a house in L.A., you have a house in L.A.
Yeah.
And a lot of basketball players in the summer and Santa Monica, there's a gym that they all play at, and they'll play at the Lakers. They all come out here, I guess, in the summer to play.
Yeah.
A lot of NBA professionals come out and college players. And, you know, why wouldn't you?
Sure.
Nice,
no,
nice,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
out
of course. Why not?
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's unfortunately the only basketball news we have
okay
right now. Because nothing's happening in terms of the game.
So, but let's say, in here's what's happening with this podcast, is that I feel like we're a little bit getting away from the initial idea of this, which is, what about people who aren't up to date?
Right.
So here's some, I think we should offer up some basic basketball finals watching
tips. Great. I love it.
You know nothing about basketball, but you have a friend who does,
yes,
or you're dating someone who does and like wants to watch the
right
game, and you're like, well, I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
So what are some things?
Some names to know, first off.
Names to know.
LeBron
great
James.
Yes.
If you don't know that name,
just forget it.
You might,
I mean,
be beyond,
we can't even
yeah
do anything
we
for
we
you
can help people, but we can't help those people.
Right.
And those people aren't listening.
No.
Unless they like Professor LeBron James, which is our right daughter's alter ego,
yes,
when she puts on sunglasses,
yes,
for some reason. LeBron James, greatest player in the world. He's on Cleveland. And if he wins this series, he may have be able to stake a claim to greatest player ever.
Hmm.
He might be able to do that now, but it'll help his case.
Wow.
Do you know who might argue, who would be in the argument, greatest player ever?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Right now, I would put LeBron kind of on par with Magic Johnson.
Have some water, Joe.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Ugh.
We don't
jeez
have a cough button.
You just splashed it all
you
over your computer.
Button,
Jesus.
So that's what I would say. He's close to that. But that's getting too into
yeah
the details. So LeBron's the best player on
give
his
me
team.
Give me another name.
Steph Curry.
No, I was going to say from Cleveland.
Oh. Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving is the second best player on that team.
Okay.
And Kevin Love is the third best player.
Okay, that's good. That's enough.
Kevin Love is a nephew of one of the Beach Boys, Mike Love.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
Related to the Beach Boys. So there you go.
Okay.
And on the other
that's
team.
That's a great, now see that is a great bit of,
trivia,
you know, cocktail party trivia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There. And their coach, Ty Lue.
I had no idea that's who their coach
went
was
to the University of Nebraska.
Okay.
A little bit of that's so there's some random information. And then Cleveland is not favored.
Okay.
They have not been favored all year. Golden State has been favored all year.
Yeah.
So here's a few things about Golden State. Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of him?
Yes.
He's short
mm-hmm
for basketball standards, but
yeah
he's still probably 6'3".
Right.
He does incredible things for a small guy. He puts the ball in from anywhere on the court.
Okay.
He can put it in from anywhere.
Okay.
Like, that's not sexual in any way.
I understand.
Just, yeah. He's a great shooter. They have a lot of great shooters. They have Kevin Durant, who could stake a claim to being one of the five best players in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
He left his team last year.
Oklahoma City.
To come to Golden State, which was already a great team,
mm-hmm,
and then got greater with him.
Yeah.
Now, they lost last year. This is the first time ever that two NBA teams have met three times in a row in the finals.
It's been three times in a row?
Well, last year LeBron won, and the year
yeah
before Steph won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is the tiebreaker.
This is it. The
rubber match,
if you will.
Yeah.
Again, no sexual reference there.
No one thought of that.
They didn't?
No.
Oh. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I thought.
Okay. Kevin Durant, give me one more Golden State player.
Draymond Green.
Okay.
He's kind of a dirty player. But you kind of need a guy like that on your team.
Okay. That would, Draymond.
Draymond Green. That would be me if I was on a team.
Okay.
He's the guy who makes the
Draymond Canale.
Yeah. He's the guy on the other team. He's the guy who makes guys on the other team want to punch him in the face.
Okay.
And sometimes that can be a valuable asset.
Sure.
I've mentioned other players like that in the past. Esa Tikkanen played for the Rangers and some other teams. The Oilers, I believe. He was a hockey player. An irritant, if you will.
Yes, I'm familiar.
A.J. Przinski was a catcher for years, played with the White Sox, played with a number of teams. He was an irritant as well. He got punched in the face a number of times in baseball games. And I liken myself to those guys.
Bookmark punch in the face, because that's something else I want to talk about.
Punching in the face.
Yeah, but let's finish up this basketball thing, this tutorial.
On basketball and on the finals?
Yeah.
Punch in the face, I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Punch in face.
Great.
when the Smithsonian gets this piece of paper, they'll know.
So the first game is tomorrow.
Yes.
In
San Francisco.
City. Okay.
Oakland. Actually, a funny little anecdote. Shaquille O'Neal just this year found out that Golden State played in Oakland. And he had probably played 60 games
Think it was San Francisco, or he just didn't know?
He thought it was in San Francisco because the hotel they stayed at was in San Francisco.
Sure.
And when the bus left, he probably just put his headphones on and put his head down and didn't notice they went over the bridge.
Oakland is actually very hip place these days.
Sure. Do you remember Oaktown 357?
No.
That was a short-lived, I believe, all-female rap group.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, pretty cool.
In the later days of MTV videos.
Oh.
I believe Oaktown 357 was a band.
I think Oakland is on a much smaller scale. Don't call or write with.
Well, there's no phone number or address.
Right. It's like Brooklyn.
I guess so.
You know, because San Francisco is prohibitively expensive, and so people are migrating.
And much like Brooklyn, you got to take a bridge over from one city to the other.
But there's a lot of, every time I get my my aspirational food and wine magazine, there's always some hip new place in Oakland, in addition to the articles about where to drink wine in Germany this summer. I mean,
I'm going to say the Rhine.
God, that magazine, I have such a love-hate relationship.
Sure.
I actually canceled my subscription this summer. I know this is a tangent, but I think it's valid.
It's appropriate. All tangents are appropriate.
The summer issues of cooking magazines are insufferable because it assumes that everyone not only has a grill and space to grill, but also that they take these month-long summer vacations of boating on the,
It's not a magazine for us, really. Except, as you said, as an aspirational device.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, if we had the money to afford that stuff, we probably wouldn't do the stuff in that magazine.
No, we'd have people doing that for us. Is that what you meant?
No, I meant we'd do other stuff. I don't think we'd go drink wine on the Rhine.
No.
We'd go to, Amsterdam and Paris and London.
I mean, I have gotten suggestions of places in there. But they had one of their
There's never more than 10% that applies to you in that magazine.
No, there are a good recipe. That salad I made last night was from Food and Wine magazine.
A nice antipasta salad.
Ooh, it was good. You know what it tasted like? And it's exactly what I wanted it to taste like. It tasted like an Italian sub in salad form.
That's exactly what it is. It's the same ingredients, just all chopped up without the bread.
Yep.
It's like that godmother sandwich from that place in Santa Monica.
I hope everyone's able to hear our upstairs neighbors.
Here, let's just be quiet for a second and let them hear.
I mean,
I don't know if they heard that, but if you turn your volume way up on that last part, there's some yelling going on.
And some just rolling.
Well, the rolling's pretty constant. I believe they've set up some kind of primitive race car track above us, and then the yelling happens every so often.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a good tangent on Food and Wine magazine. Yeah. Are we done with the NBA primer?
I think so. I think that's some good basic information.
Here's another piece of information. The Golden State coach, Steve Kerr,
was a bull.
He was.
Yes.
And he was a Spur as well. He probably is not going to be coaching because he had back surgery.
Oh.
And he's been in and out. So the acting coach, he hasn't been in this whole playoff.
I have.
Except for the first few games.
Yeah.
Mike Brown is the acting coach.
Okay.
Mike Brown worked for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh.
Twice. And LeBron, first when LeBron left for Miami,
yeah.
Mike Brown was the coach and lost his job.
Then
came back, and when LeBron came back, Mike Brown lost his job again.
But there was another Cavs coach between this.
David Blatt also lost his job.
Mike Brown and David Black?
Blatt.
Oh, Blatt.
Blatt. B-L-A-T-T.
Right.
LeBron, if you're not letting him be the coach, you're not going to be the coach for long is the word on the street.
Mm.
So Mike Brown, who is the acting coach for Golden State and who hasn't lost a game in the playoffs yet, Golden State is undefeated, 12-0.
Wow.
Never happened before to win the first three series, 4-0,
That's good.
4-0,
That's
4-0.
A good tidbit of it information.
Is. And he's going against LeBron, who twice essentially has cost him his job in Cleveland.
Why didn't Steve Kerr hold off on this back surgery?
He had it 2 years ago. He had like spinal fluid. 2 years ago, Luke Walton coached the first half of the season.
Oh, okay.
All from that initial.
Gotcha.
And back surgery, I guess, is real dicey. And he had spinal fluid leaking into his body.
Oof.
Not good. So he's watching from the locker room.
Nice.
And so that's a little
issue
as well.
I would watch from somewhere more comfortable, frankly.
Those NBA locker rooms are
nice.
A huge, it's not what you would imagine.
Okay.
They're nice. Okay, that's a good finals primer.
Yeah.
Well-timed as well.
Give me one, give me one sentence that goes a level beyond of like, so-and-so, what you were saying about, what's his face? Like, he's the kind of guy who gets punched in the face or whatever.
Draymond Green is the kind of guy who gets punched in the face.
Give me some bit of a line of like, yeah, so-and-so's great, but just don't, as long as he doesn't blah, blah. It's Mad Libs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
yes.
Some little tidbit about somebody that
can
that you you would slightly impress someone if someone like me said to you.
Well, okay. I'm going to say the biggest, the most important player in this series could be Deron Williams.
Here we go. That's a good one. Why is that?
He is another ball handler for Cleveland.
Okay.
Who came on. He's an old vet. He's a veteran. He's played for years. Never in the finals like this. And this is, his career is ending. And he got added to Cleveland because another team let him go. Dallas, in fact.
Okay.
And he could be the key to the series because they didn't have him last year.
Ah.
And he adds another person who can dribble the ball and keep it out of Golden State's hands.
Okay.
So
what's
Deron Williams.
Deron Williams. Okay, great. Good.
There's a tip for you. That may not prove true, but neither will the experts' tips.
Yes.
All right. So that's a nice NBA preview. We've got a few other things that we can talk about. First of all, I'd like to talk about Sports Widow's first, a spinoff.
Oh, yes.
The Sports Dump, which is going to be the new daily podcast that I will be doing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, hopefully, especially West Coast time, probably around noon. It'll
weekdays, I would say.
Probably. Oh, only weekdays. Yes. And my plan actually is to do it earlier in the morning than I have so far. But that's just going to be a more hardcore sports update every day.
A dump. Yeah.
A sports dump. And I'm not going to shy away from the double entendre that it might be possible to listen to the entire podcast while sitting on the toilet. Sports dump.
I got it.
All the sports you need in the time it takes to sit down for a while.
Got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that. It'll be right on this same. You're already, if you're a subscriber now, you're, like it or not, a subscriber to the other one. They'll be a little bit different. There'll be a different logo and a different thing. It's all coming off of the Sports Widow channel.
Okay.
So that's why we're going to try to get...
Is it Sports Widow presents Sports Dump?
It is today.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday it was just Sports Dump, but today I decided it's better to have Sports Widow presents Sports Dump. So you're the producer.
Nice. And the voiceover artist.
That's true. You're my robot wife who intros the show.
Yeah.
And when I get better, it took me 4 hours. If you listen to the Sports Dump podcast, it took me, honest to God, 4 hours to do the 24-second intro music.
Which then I ended... Oh, the music,
The whole thing. The whole intro took me 4 hours.
Yep.
When you listen to it, you will not be impressed. If I said it took 4 minutes, you might be.
This is where we need... This is where you wish you had, like, a 12-year-old nephew or
right,
someone.
Exactly. I do have a 14-year-old daughter, but she's not here right now.
And a 4-year-old nephew.
That's right.
So...
Yeah. Neither of it helps.
Yeah.
So look for that. That'll be every Monday through Friday and just right on this channel. And that's, you know, if you're, let's say, someone who's not as big into sports, but you know someone who is, and this podcast, you're like, I don't know if my husband slash wife slash boyfriend would be into this kind of light sports thing.
Yeah.
Because they're too into sports. They'll be into the sports dump. And everybody poops. Mm. Ma.
Yeah.
We got a book that proves it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a picture of people pooping.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
it's signed affidavits.
Everybody poops.
I know. I'm making a joke. Jesus.
Oh, my God. So in other sports news, you know who Albert Pujols is?
Yes.
And I made this joke before. Maybe you can make it. What is what moment do you remember about Albert Pujols? Do you remember the baseball game we watched?
Yes. Pujols squeezes out two.
Number two.
And I was the one who called your attention to that. Yes.
Pujols squeezes out number two.
Yeah.
Joe Buck said that in a World Series game. Second to last out, foul territory, Pujols catches a pop-up.
To squeeze out number two.
Yeah. There's so few actual specific memories of baseball games I have.
Yeah.
That is one. I'll never forget that one. He's going to hit 600 home runs. Could be today, could be tomorrow.
Boy, I got to tell you, I didn't know he was still playing.
Right.
He's not on my radar.
Does he still play for
the Angels?
Yes. And the Angels, apparently, is where baseball players go to be forgotten.
Yikes.
They have, perhaps, the greatest player playing today, who is?
Wait, don't tell me. I know. Trout. Yes.
Mike Trout.
Yes.
He's injured and out for 8 weeks, but he might be the best player playing today. They also have what may be the most accomplished player playing today, which is to say he may not be the best now, mm-hmm. but his career has been the best. And that's Albert Pujols.
Hmm.
And yet, like you said, nobody even knows.
Is he the I'm not a machine or whatever?
Yes.
Remember from that ESPN commercial?
That's another highlight. Boy, yeah, Pujols, he. We remember you, Albert.
But that's when he was in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
When he was, yeah.
They called him the machine. And he, 600 home runs is a lot.
Sure.
Only
I haven't had that many.
No, only eight other people have done that.
Now, was he on... Steroids?
Well, Albert Pujols was not a big prospect, came out of nowhere, and was incredible on a Tony La Russa team.
Mm-hmm.
Tony La Russa, if you don't know, if anyone ever says steroids, just say Tony La Russa back. It's kind of like
Great.
A call and response.
Great.
No one has been a greater apologist for the steroid era than Tony La Russa. He was the coach of the A's during the Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco years.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes to the Cardinals, and Albert Pujols comes out of nowhere and is hitting home runs like crazy. And they, you know, their steroids were everywhere. But Tony La Russa either...
You can follow the trail.
Either turned a blind eye or just stared at it and ignored it.
Right.
Not sure. A fan of his.
Mm.
But there's no proof of any of that, so... But because of all that stain and taint and all that,
ugh.
Not in that way, it's not really being celebrated. And perhaps the fact that he's in Anaheim and nobody gives a crap.
Yeah.
You know, they're all going to Disneyland there. So that's a little bit of sports news.
Okay.
Pujols may squeeze out number 600.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This may interest you. Did you see the interesting hockey news about the first game?
No.
Do you know a man threw something on the ice?
Oh, a catfish. You talked about all of this in your thing. Why are we revisiting the
same
topics?
Because I'm getting your perspective.
I don't have one. Gross.
You know, they throw stuff on the ice, and that was just a mention. This is in-depth exploration.
All right.
Do you know what they throw on the ice in Detroit?
Let me think here. Detroit tires.
Very dangerous, that would be. They throw octopus, and now I don't know why.
Now you don't know why?
I didn't either before, but I realize I don't know.
Like
why.
Live octopus?
No. Like someone from
a
store.
I don't mean live, but oh, yeah, but like real, not like a toy.
They throw it onto the ice. No, an octopus on the first goal or something that they score.
Ugh.
There's these weird traditions at Nebraska when they score their first touchdown of a game. Everyone in the stadium lets a helium balloon go. They're all holding these balloons.
That's fine.
That's like 40,000 balloons ruining the environment every time. Now I guess they use more environmentally friendly materials.
Biodegradable
helium. But so that's the thing. They throw that on the ice. And in Nashville, I guess they throw a catfish. Makes sense.
Okay. So why is this one standing out?
Because this guy went from Tennessee to Pittsburgh with a catfish in his pants and threw it out on the ice. And they were going to press charges against him.
Like, why?
There are all kinds of rules, like disrupting a meeting and all these different things. Like,
but why is it okay if he'd done it in Nashville?
Because that's the Nashville tradition. Oh.
And they don't have a tradition in Pittsburgh.
No, if someone threw like a dead penguin or something on the ice, that'd be horrible too. But you'd think a penguin would eat a fish.
Yeah, they should. They should let that just play out.
Oh, imagine they had like 7 or 8 king penguins that
be great.
Waddled out on the ice and just tore that thing.
I would watch. I would be a hockey fan then.
Those things are big.
King emperor penguins.
Emperor penguins.
Yeah, they're
not
like
king.
They're like my height.
Yeah.
Trump
kind of walks like an emperor penguin.
He wishes.
Yeah, you're right.
I know I've talked about this before, but I am not comfortable with the name of the Nashville hockey team.
Predators.
The Predators.
Well,
it has such a, you know, to catch a
right
when you see the
in conjunction with their logo.
I get it.
Which is a saber-toothed tiger. Always been my favorite animal.
But just call yourself a saber-toothed tiger.
I'll say my favorite extinct animal.
Yeah.
Favorite living animal, Siberian tiger.
Okay.
But yeah, predator does have some
horrible
connotations. Yeah. Tiger Woods.
When do I get to talk about the punch in the face thing?
Well, you said to hold it for later. I got a lot of stuff
all
to
right.
talk about.
Well, we're okay.
Well, what do you think about Tiger?
Don't care.
Okay, moving on.
Well, no, I mean, what did you want to talk about it?
I just bring it up and you talk about it.
Well, I'm curious what he was on.
4 different pills.
Do we know what?
2 painkillers, some blood thinner, and maybe some kind of other thing.
I mean, you know, it's... I wish it were more surprising.
Right.
The
issue is not like he didn't have any alcohol.
Yeah.
But it was 3 in the morning. That's the more important thing.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens. I don't care if you took aspirin. If you're out at 3 in the morning, why?
Right.
Rumors say he was with a lady, and that's fine.
Sure.
But just stick it out. Leave in the morning.
Listen, I think this is an interesting case of like, it doesn't matter. To me this is just another story of someone who like didn't have a normal life,
right?
And this is what happens when you kind of like what happens when your career essentially ends. What
you
do
have
you
to
do
right
and
because your only option is a normal life at that point,
right?
Because when you're playing, everything's taken care of. Private jets flying around,
and I'm sure he's
people
still
handling
is.
It. Yes, he has enough money for handlers. That's the other thing. Call an Uber.
Yeah.
Get your private driver who sits in the garage all day for $100.
But that's the thing. He's probably no, I'm normal.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Or wasn't even thinking at all.
No.
More likely.
No. That's that's true. I had 2 more things, Maul, but you want to do your punch in the face. So let's do your punch in the face.
Well, okay. So a fight broke out in a baseball game.
Oh, yes. Bryce Harper.
Days
ago. A couple days ago.
And it's interesting to me. I was watching the not when it was live, although we must have watched it. Like you rewound it and we watched it again, and the reaction sort of like being like oh, but kind of excited to watch, and then watching it later, the sportscasters and everyone talking about it, and they always have this like smile on their face as they're talking about it. And I just found it really interesting of like how, and I know hockey is like this,
right,
but like how excited people get about this like incredible violence, you know, the
group
same thing,
violence,
but like what's his face from Minnesota, the politician, you know, assaulting that reporter, like no one's like, guys, get a load of this.
Well, the situation's a little different, and I guess in the heat of competition they suggest, but the heat of
but this, listen, We're in a different era right now, right. And I don't think that this should be glorified the way that it is. And here's the woman on the sports podcast mm-hmm. saying this, but like, I think we can't keep replaying over and over. We know kids are watching mm-hmm. and they're watching how like everyone thinks it's really cool and exciting when a fight breaks out.
And, well, let me say something yeah. to that. What happened, if you see that fight or any big brawl when they come together, what happens in a baseball brawl like that happens
base brawl.
95 times a game in a football game. Think about it.
No, I you understand. Know,
like that's the one time a game where all these guys run into each other and two guys on the Giants collided. One guy got a concussion.
I know.
In every football game, when the quarterback says hike, you have...
In pads and helmets.
You have probably 12 guys bigger than any baseball player smashing into each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, and I don't like football either, right. But that's not my point.
No, it's a different thing.
My point is isn't this awesomeification
right.
of things like this happening? And that's why kid athletes and people like you... you know, like get to the point of like playing a stupid softball game and like bumping chests with some guy. It's
you're
like,
saying that because of base brawls that incited.
Thank you for using the term. I get 5 cents.
You're not the first one to say that. Incited me to get in a fight when I was in my softball game.
No, I'm not. That's an oversimplification. But I am saying we are living in a time right now where physical violence, I think, has reached a very scary level. Yeah. And I think it's time to and sports are generally something that people feel like they can watch with their kids. Mm. And I'm not saying like the fights are going to happen and that's fine. I think let's stop making that a leading story in a sports broadcast and with a big fucking smile on your face.
I see.
I don't usually swear, but that's what I really notice is I'm watching like, get a load of this, guys.
Yeah.
Watch this. But like if that happened in the street somewhere,
right?
It would have a much different...
Well, occasionally it's happened in sports where guys have gotten in fights or a guy has done a cheap shot to another guy. And then the authorities have pressed charges.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple times. That won't happen in this instance. And Bryce Harper actually had a suspension reduced one game. But I can understand what you're saying. I think they were both punished for what happened.
Yeah.
It's just
you're missing my point. My point is not about the fight itself. My point is about how it is
the
then being
the
reported
fight.
Afterwards.
Right.
Report it, that's fine, but like stop with it being like, isn't this a funny thing?
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying is like everyone gets like giddy about
yeah.
it.
Well, I guess it's just again because it's in the context of the competitive forum. I think that's what gives the quote unquote permission to it. I'm not giving it permission. I'm just saying that I think is what justifies it to some people. Well, I was going to talk about Bobby Flay being on ESPN, but, you know.
Yeah, you also talked about that earlier.
A little bit I did. You're right. So if you want to hear about that, go back to mine. And also about shaking hands.
What is he promoting that he's on?
I don't even know. I wonder if it's New Iron Chef.
Oh, maybe.
I should go and look.
Ugh. Bobby Flay strikes me as someone who won't cook anymore unless it's competitive.
Right. Unless he can defeat someone to cook. You know, like at the family, it's like, can we get a neighbor over here to try to make these fajitas? They won't do it as good
okay.
as me.
We will talk about Bobby Flay for a minute. Because we've eaten at his restaurant
we
and
did.
It was very
that was
good.
One of the first like famous restaurants
yes.
we ate at.
It was very good. We had, I remember, a goat cheese chili relleno.
Yeah, and there was an incredible
tamale. Yeah, or maybe that was
the
I don't know. It was great. But he thrives on competition. I don't know if you recall this, but he before America Iron Chef he sort of the segue into that. He battled Morimoto.
I watched,
and Morimoto got so
Iron
mad
Chef.
At him because when he won, he jumped
up
on
the
table, and
it was the brash American,
right? And his show, where like now,
what's it called?
Well, there was
Beat
Throwdown.
Bobby Flay.
Throwdown. Oh, right. Now there's Beat Bobby Flay, which at least is a little bit different because people are brought in. And they understand. But
eventually that show, based on what you're talking about, could just be people coming into the arena and beating the shit out of them.
Yes,
if
exactly.
things keep going
yeah,
this way.
That's where we're
beat
headed.
Beat Bobby Flay. Or Flay Bobby Beat.
Bobby Beat.
Bobby Beat.
So, but his Throwdown show, start to finish to me was very cruel.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm Bobby Flay. We have convinced Joe Canale, who's been making cannolis his entire life, that he has a new show on the Food Network.
Right.
But the joke's on him. It's really, I'm going to show up. And I just learned, right. I spent a week in the kitchen with these two girls learning how to make cannolis. And I'm going to go in and show them how it's really done.
And the thing he's worked his whole life on will come crashing down on him in three or four right. short minutes.
Right. And yeah. he's not being featured on a food TV.
No.
Right.
There are a lot of bad reviews.
I mean, he is on TV.
And it's good for their business, yeah. ultimately. But yeah. But Bobby should lose more often if that's the case.
I mean, just the, like, he has been doing this, the other person has been doing it their whole life, and Bobby Flay, like, goes into the kitchen with his two lady assistants, yep. and is like, what I'm guessing is 2 hours, is like, does this need more cream cheese?
See,
and
what would be interesting is if it was Beat Bobby Flay, and it's people who are like this woman can type 130 words
right.
a minute. And
non-cooking.
He has to beat them at their thing in a non-cooking scenario. Then I'd be impressed with
I'd
him.
Watch that.
Like a guy who just like, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
That should be my show. Beat Joe and I'll try to beat you at everything and I just lose all the time.
Right.
And it's good for those people's.
Sure.
And I can handle losing as long as I get the attention.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I think this is a good episode.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to be back on Monday with our usual episode.
Right. Now that we've done this special.
Yeah.
Special.
This is a long one. But we're out. And you can listen to The Sports Widow on...
You're listening to it.
Oh, yeah. You're listening on iTunes and then on Facebook. We got a page and that's where we'll do our special surprises. And also on Twitter.
And if you ever want to contact us, Twitter or Facebook is the place to do it. Tweet
us or Facebook.
We respond
occasionally. Sometimes we miss stuff, but we'll get to it eventually.
But especially if you have questions or things you think we should talk about, I think we almost always address those things. So.
And our new June schedule is going to be much easier.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Easier. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. We're not even halfway through the year yet. So just imagine what this will be like in November if it's still around. All right, thanks, guys, and tune in every day for Sports Dump and every Monday for the Sports Widow podcast.
Bye.